Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike.
Hello,
Bill.
Hey, Philip. You know, a lot of people said to me, what does Mike P look like? How can people find out what Mike P looks like?
Well, they could have looked and watched him Monday night.
That's right, because he was on that Laughing Devils TV program. Mike P was that musician type guy in there. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you want to see what Mike P looks like, that was him. And what is his line that you and I kind of like to kick back and forth?
It's bullshit. Law enforcement tries to paint his picture.
That's true. That's true.
So what did that man say?
Well, I think he says,
fuck him.
Fuck you. That's right. Anyone want to see Mike P? He was on Laughing Devils last week. He was up at a party a couple weeks ago, but Cash Westry looks like he's with the big boys, ladies and gentlemen. He's on TV now.
He's also on the East Coast on his tour right now.
So oh, outstanding.
He's in Poughkeepsie. Heading down south.
Huh. You know, you and I spoke to some people over the weekend, or this week, they were telling us about the new program coming up, the new reality show, but we really can't talk about it.
We can't talk about that.
Why do people tell us things like that and say don't talk about
hey,
it?
Hey, I got a call today, Bill, about next weekend, you know, that premiere that's coming.
Yeah, in other states.
And I can't talk about that till Monday.
I know.
You know, everybody keeps sending us stuff to talk about, and then they tell us after they tell
us. Ladies and gentlemen, Philip and I are not the ones to keep secrets, so don't tell us things and ask us to keep a secret. It's not right.
No.
Anyway.
But for those who haven't heard it, this one's called...
Wait, how about Summertime? Give me some...
Summertime later. For people who haven't heard it, this one's called... this one's by Mike P, the Big Homie, and this one's called I Am the Darkness. And we'll be right back.
That's when the devil's rise.
I am the darkness. Fresh in the suit, 24 locked down. Far from home and nowhere, no bail. In the pack, from my pet to my back. Man, I know the coppers don't like that. Keep on riding, rolling on my chopper, down and gliding. Fresh out of jail, doing a wheelie up the chase.
right, Bill.
You know, I like the music. You know, guys, I don't like the show that much, but...
No, you know, Bill...
Yeah, what?
I got 4 emails the other day. Actually, yesterday.
Yeah.
Asking me if this is real. Like, how do we let these guys run around San Diego? Giving everybody a bad name. Well, you know, Bill, it's like the Sons of Anarchy.
The same as... It's
same
not
as Sons
real.
Of Anarchy. When they film the show...
They wear their colors.
They wear their colors.
When they're done shooting...
It goes to Pat's apartment.
Takes the colors
You will
home.
Never see... True. Laughing Devils was a club at one time.
Right.
Disbanded.
Right. Now,
colors,
Discovery owns the rights to it.
Everything.
As they do with Syndicate Mob.
Correct.
It's a made-up club. It's a made-up show.
Well, that's one of the things that Clown did before he got arrested for molesting somebody's daughter.
His own daughter.
But,
well, you know, at the St. Patty's Day party we had down there, it was 500 motorcycles. We don't know how many people were there. People asked us, will the Laughing Devils be there? No. The only good thing about that program is for our friends on the East Coast who have never been to San Diego, they are seeing how beautiful
scenery.
San Diego is.
They show the shipyard, they show the waterfront, They show, basically, where I walk around to work every day.
It's a nice, you know,
nice.
It makes you appreciate San Diego.
That's correct.
But boys and girls, it's a reality show. It's like Lost in Space or Lost in the Island or wherever the hell else is out there. It's not real. And the answer is, we don't let those people run around here because they're not a real bike club. They're just actors.
That's correct.
Chill. They're not even good actors.
You know,
actually.
And actually, Bill, you know, a lot of people, this is what I just sent them a copy of this video here.
You can't handle the truth.
Tell me. You know, Stubbs is the one. Stubbs, that's got
Stubbs.
Stubbs. Yeah, I'm having a hard time following that guy. He's a snitch. He's a rat. He's a...
He's actually a wrestler, some kind of wrestler.
I just don't know.
For those people that didn't understand what I just said,
let's repeat that.
You can't handle the truth.
Truth is
it's
very
a
complicated.
Reality show.
Yeah,
it's not real.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much money they could pay me to pay a snitch, pay a rat. I don't know. You know.
I don't know, Bill. I mean,
where's that guy going to walk in a bar? Everybody goes, "Hey, man, you play the rat in TV. You play the snitch." Well, you know.
Whatever bar he walks into, he's going to get challenged.
Yeah. Well, anyway, boys and girls, Philip and I have nothing against these people because, again, they're not, you know, bikers. They're actors. Appreciate a little bit of humor.
You know, and if you went on, if they went on the blog, and went over on the right hand side, you'll see some of those guys. Who are actors with the other actors at the fundraisers and stuff we go to.
That's right. If they can use their celebrity to make the motorcycle community better, that's fine. But everybody's getting so hung up with the fact, is this the type of bikers we have running around San Diego? No. You know what gets me is when they beat up that prospect, they took his colors. He didn't have a bloody nose, a cut lip, or black eye. And then two of the big heavyweights got into the fight in the club. And they went at it pretty good. And when they were all done, not a bloody nose, not a cut lip, not a black eye, and they had perfectly clean T-shirts. Every time somebody fights with me, they try to grab me by the neck and pull my, stretch my T-shirt out.
You know, and the other thing, like that's the other thing when they went to the other clubhouse and challenged that guy, and they wrestled, he never hit him in the face.
No.
They just pushed and shoved and acted like they were punching each other.
And they had immaculate T-shirts when they were done. That never happens.
Immaculate faces, too?
Yeah.
I'd have been embarrassed.
See, when I fight, I lean with my face. That's my program. My program is to have you keep hitting me in the face till your arm gets tired. That's the way. It's not my program. It's just my style of fighting. That's why I lose every fight, I think. Well, let's talk about what's going on this weekend.
Well, this weekend
There's a what?
I'll tell you right now.
You're going to tell me right now?
Hold on. There's a poker run. it's gonna benefit the emergency ordnance disposal unit. It's gonna help heal our wounded one ride at a time. Registration in the first card at 7:30 at San Diego Harley. The bike blessing will be by Christian Motorcycle Association. Wheels up at 9:00. Second stop is Barrett Junction. off Highway 94. Third stop is the Circle K on Highway 94. The fourth stop is the Alpine VFW. And the final stop is Poway VFW on the old Palmerado Road.
Yeah, I know the area well.
And this was sent to me by Art.
Our boy Art?
Yeah, he happened to be able to join us tonight. This is a non-profit run. All the proceeds. Now, the only reason I do this, Bill, is because you and I both know, and when we get approached by people, some people are shady and some aren't.
Right.
Some people only get 5% of what they take into the charity and pocket the rest. These guys, this money's all going to the emergency ordnance disposal unit.
Mm. Plus, you don't want to piss those guys off.
No.
They'll blow your house up, I think.
Exactly.
I'm not really crazy about their stops. They're way the hell in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
but, you know, why can we do five
tea
bars?
Because it's a joy. It's not the thing, Bill. It's the ride.
The ride goes in the middle of nowhere.
The ride goes out towards the desert and comes back.
Around. I'd rather go to five topless bars and have a good time. But, all right, that's different styles, you know. Anyway, our good friends down in San Diego, Harley-Davidson, are involved in that. That's my amigo, New York Mike. And New York Mike is a 100% veteran-friendly. In fact,
right.
San Diego Harley-Davidson, motorcycle shop in San Diego. Of course, he is completely vet-friendly, so anything he puts on, he's okay with us.
And We got another one, Bill. It's a motorcycle helmet giveaway.
Okay.
Okay. And it's for anybody that checks into the blog. If you click on the link, which I'll put in the chat room right now, it's anybody that looks at the link can go in there and register to get a free helmet.
What am I missing here? Nothing is free in America. What am I missing here? What's going on?
It's a giveaway, Bill. Someone who's starting a business, and you know how we all help those guys that are starting. They're sincere and show us that, you know, basically put their ass on the line.
Well, we should challenge them. We should contact them and have them send us a helmet.
I sent them.
Boys and girls, we're going to follow through on this as investigative reporters.
That's correct.
And see if we can get a helmet. Not that Philip and I need a helmet, but if it's legit, then we'll know, we'll have it, and then we'll pass the information on.
Right. And then
there we go.
The other thing that's going on, Bill, happens to be at your shop, and this was posted on the East Coast for us the other day by Gypsy.
Gypsy, thank you.
That's Betsy. But it's the 11th Annual Bikers for Christ Bike Busing and Benefit Rally at Kennedy Cycles in Oceanside on Sunday, April 7th, noon to 4.
Uh-huh.
Everyone is invited to the event.
Right.
It starts at noon and goes until 4. $15 for single rider, $25 a couple, $5 for kids under 16. The entrance fee gets you a gourmet lunch.
No lousy hot dogs and hamburgers.
No.
We're telling you, good stuff.
This is
we
good
don't play
shit,
that shit.
These guys.
Five
loaves and two fish?
Yeah, we're talking about ribs. And I'm taking care of these people.
Yeah. And live music.
If they don't make enough money, Kennedy's Custom Cycles reimburses them for the money, by the way.
Right.
They bring the food down. They're a donation only. If they don't make the money, we kick that money in ourselves. That's something I've never repeated in public before. I'm just telling you. So it's good food.
And it's going to have live music by Pastor Z's Full Throttle Band and the Union of Saints.
They've got a guitar player. Honest to God, they got a guitar player. They're good.
And then there's raffle. You get a raffle ticket and lots of other. And there's going to be other cool stuff going on too, but. It includes the bike blessing, a marriage rededication ceremony, and last moment. Have you talked to those people that are going to do that?
Yes, yes, yes. Everything is all good for that. By the way, we will be featured our Kennedy's Custom Cycle St. Patrick's Day party. We'll be coming out quick throttle. We'll let you guys know how you can check in on this one. This one, they've asked me, can they come down and cover the event completely? And I said, yes, of course. So you can get back to let me know where that is later in life.
The last few years, it's been
that's
over,
going big. It's going bigger.
It's been over 500 bikes.
Yeah, it's going bigger and bigger. I just want to have a party. It just kind of, just kind of grew.
Right.
And let's not forget the Warrior Foundation, you know. We're going to have guys in chairs. We're going to have guys
also the Down Biker Fund.
And the Down Biker Fund is kind of important. We, say you have an accident. We have a minister who goes right to your house. He'll give you some consolation if you want. He'll help you with legal advice. He'll get you legal attorneys. We want to find out what your needs are, transportation to and from the hospital. He'll go right to your kitchen and figure out how much, if you're short food, he'll go out and buy $200 worth of food for you. So this is just an accident happened, and bikers immediately rushing out and trying to help the family. So that's kind of nice. I hope that catches on everywhere.
Art says he's going to be in a funeral, but he'll be there in spirit.
I'm sorry for the funeral, Art. I hope it's nobody I know. I've gone to too many lately. I'm getting a little,
and then, Bill, I'm
a little depressed
had,
with that stuff.
I, you know how I deal with Hermes?
No. How's he doing, by the way, health-wise?
He's getting there.
Okay, I'll be feeling better, Miguel.
He had a bad cold the other day, but...
I got a cold. I can't get over this here, but go ahead. How do you deal with him?
Well, no, I mean, we everybody, like, in our community, everybody supports everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So he introduced me to these guys, and,
You do some guy, and you like the guy?
No.
All right, just want to ask a question.
Come on, calm
I just
down.
Want to ask
calm
a question.
Down. Don't get your balls in an uproar. These guys are called the Shine Brothers.
The Shine Brothers, okay.
That's correct. And it's Jeff and Frank. They're unmuted right now, but I haven't brought them on yet.
That's a real name, Shines.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Indigo Shine Brothers.
That's their whole last name?
That's correct.
They have three last. They have three words.
No.
Well, what the hell? Get it correctly. I don't know who they are.
781. You're unmuted.
Tell us who you are. Where you're calling from, please. This is the Phil and Bill show.
Hey, how you doing, Phil and Bill?
How you doing, Phil and Bill?
Hope good. You don't mind us picking fun of you a little bit.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, there you go. So, what's on your mind tonight? What do you want to talk about? Because Phil hasn't told me nothing yet.
Well, we're guests on Hermes show a lot. We manufacture our own polish that Hermes once saw at the Summer Nationals at Worcester, 2011. And ever since then, we've been getting it, basically packaged and everything, and we got a chance to send, Phil there some polish, and he got a chance to use it.
He didn't use anything at all. He just simply brought it to my shop, and my guy did it. Phil just supervised. Let me get this clear. Go ahead.
Okay. Well,
I'm at a point in my life where I can stand around and watch a guy do it,
Yeah, well, plus the guy's professional. You just smeared the whole thing in the wrong area or something. But he did bring it down. We did do something. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so what did you think about the product?
Well, Phil and I were looking at it. And I saw the finished product and all that. My mechanic said there wasn't any major malfunction. My detailer said it went on smooth. It did a good job on it. Phil's very pleased with it. I'm hoping that we're going to bring some of the product in for up-and-coming events, so show people. So far, Phil thinks it's all right.
Yeah.
Well, it would have been nice if you had somebody in a bikini putting it on, but, no.
I agree, definitely.
I would have stayed and watched the whole application then, but... Since I just had my detailer, I just went in the back of the shop, and I left those two alone out there.
I hear that.
I got to be honest around here.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I like the fact I saw a little bit of video Phil showed me. I like the fact that you brought that aluminum back to such a nice shine. So you're working on that primary?
Oh, yeah.
Phil showed me that. That came up very nice.
Thank you very much.
A lot of times people forget, you don't have to have a professional detailer doing this. A little bit of patience, understanding how to do it, you can bring your old bike into a nice look. And truly, there's no reason for your bike to be looking nasty.
Absolutely not. I mean, we have a kind of a philosophy, if people are going to spend, I don't know what bikes go for these days, but maybe $50,000, $25,000, if you're just going to let that thing get all grungy and nasty, what's the point? Buy a used one.
Yeah. And we actually have a problem out here in California. Same problem, I think, in Florida. We're too close to the ocean. If we don't take care of our vehicles, that rust, it's a powerful, powerful element. I know in Florida, it's worse than ours out here, but if you don't maintain your bike, it sneaks in there.
If you remember last time when my bike got hit.
Yeah.
And then we were going to change the down tubes and everything.
Right.
And then I said, cleaning them up was... just a waste of time to
right.
powder coat them. So a lot of things we have to powder coat, and my bike is blacked out.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of chrome or nothing to clean. All the chrome on my bike, according to you, blends in.
Yes, it does. Everything's got to flow on a motorcycle. I can't stand if something looked like a committee bike, so half the bike looks like it's built one way, the other half built the other way. The reason I'm so approving of your product is the fact I'm against chrome 100%.
Right.
coating, and I'm for polishing. You can maintain a bike on polishing. Once you chrome your bike, especially in our neighborhood, and that surface rust is penetrated, we can't stop that rust out here at all. There's no way, shape, or form. But polishing, you can maintain that for one hell of a long time. And,
oh,
of course, powder coating, yeah.
You know, it's
right.
Like when my bike got hit, Bill, and the guy said, well, you know, I know you guys take good care of your bikes. So we told them it was in pristine condition and sent them those pictures.
Right.
They didn't argue. They fixed the bike.
Right. They didn't argue about it all like that because it was done right. I look around a lot of motorcycles, and I look for certain areas on it. And for me to see surface rust just kind of, it rankles me, to be honest with you. There's no reason why you can't take care of that area. If you got a socket bolt, you got rust inside it. Excuse me. Replace the bolt. What the hell does that take?
Same thing with Allen.
Yeah, Allen. Same with that. Yeah. That's why I say with your product, and for those guys that do have a lot of polishing, you can maintain them. You can maintain your lower legs, not just your primary covers and all that. So
absolutely. And you know, one of the good things about our product is it is used easily to remove surface rust
and oxidation.
Yes. Uh-huh. And you can do that with polishing. Again, with chrome, you can't, because once it starts to go, we're done with the whole program, so we've got to replace it. That's what I like about that.
And our polish is good from the metal to the paint to the fiberglass.
I mean, you can do the gel coat on your boat, jewelry. You know, so
universal. I didn't get a chance to tell you guys the other day, but when Amarillo came, I got a phone call, and my granddaughter was here with my daughter, and some of it got spilled on the carpet, and it cleans carpets too.
That it's good for the gas tank, and I didn't pay attention to that. Did you guys finish the tanks?
Yeah, we finished the tanks, the frame.
Okay. My purpose was just looking at the polishing of the lower legs and the primary. I was concerned about that. Again, because there was no girl in a bikini, I didn't pay attention to the whole deal with that. So I didn't know you used the paint too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that.
So how did you guys get started with this? Give us give everybody a little background.
Tell us about your program. We love family shops.
Yeah,
we love families.
Basically, right now you have. Hang on a second. Let's see. Sometimes with the cops out in front, Bill, this thing runs slow. But right now there's 166,383 people.
A lot of people do not want to come on live because they're nervous, but what they'll do is they'll tape the program, archive it, and plus a lot of them are different countries.
Right.
So they'll listen to the show tomorrow, whatever, with that. So we'll need to have correct information, what your email number is, what your address is.
Right.
If
if you guys have any kind of a flyer like I talked to you yesterday,
send
me a flyer, and they're putting up all their contact information in the videos in the chat room right now. But if you guys have a flyer or something made up, people are already asking, you guys have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a Facebook page, and we have a YouTube.
Okay.
If you want to go to YouTube, you can go to www.youtube.com/InTheGlowShine. That's INDIGLO and then shine, all one word. And you can contact us at 781-803-2683.
And once again, this is an all-purpose polish, Bill.
You know, I'm interested in deviating slightly for a second, because I do like working with families. Philip told me you are a family, is that correct? A brother?
Yes, me and my brother, we were adopted to different families. So we actually just met 6 years ago. I took my brother, under my wing, and showed him what I was taught when I was 20 by an old hippie gentleman when I was broke down in Duncan, South Carolina, and I didn't know what I was going to do. He showed me how to make a simpler version of what we've created, and he was like, listen, you look like a smart kid, and you look like you can do something with it. And, honestly, I never really thought much of it at that time. I was using it like he was using it as a means of survival, to make money, pay my bills, eat, all that good stuff. And then, when me and my brother linked up, we bonded and got to know each other. And then through trial and error, probably over 25, 50 different times, we've reformulated and reformatted this polish to create it into what it is now.
You know, I got to apologize too because I was looking at my notes here. What state are you out of? I couldn't pick it up anywhere.
Out of Massachusetts, Weymouth, Massachusetts.
Okay. I don't know why I didn't pick it up. I should have. I'm originally from South Boston, so I should have picked it up, but I didn't. I apologize for that.
Yeah, and then I told him that I would talk to a few people we know.
Yeah, we got good contacts in the East Coast.
And the same thing with we get some of the product out here, put it on the shelf.
Well, we can start doing something like that. Yeah, and maybe you want to come down with some of those cans. If you come down, I got a big party here Sunday in my shop. Maybe you can bring some of the cans down. Maybe we can get my cleanup guy out there a little bit, touching up a little bit, showing off a little bit. If you want to kind of orchestrate that.
Well, yeah.
Okay, good.
If they can get it to me by, did you guys mail that one already?
I have one coming out to you. I just mailed it out today.
Okay. Did it make it by Saturday, Sunday?
Maybe.
I got a big party Sunday, and Phil's agreed to kind of supervise it you're going to have my detail guy. He'll kind of go out and do a few bikes in the crowd and with Phil there and kind of spread the love, you know?
Right. You know, one of the things that, you know, I would suggest to anybody that's going to try this product, I would try using as little as possible to try to go a longer way. Sometimes, you know, people tend to put, you know, a whole bunch on a rag or on a, you know, a buffing surface or whatever, you know, if you're going to use high-speed buffer or by hand. And generally, you don't have to use as much. You know, a little bit goes a lot further than you think.
You okay talking to Lee about all that?
Yeah.
Okay, most of that day I'll be on stage talking to something. But if you want to kind of coordinate all that and kind of,
yeah.
Let it, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, you have any business cards coming out here, or will you have a flyer?
What I'll do is if they can fax me or send me an email or a flyer.
Maybe make some flyers, copy.
Yeah, print some.
All right, there we go.
I did put 5 business cards in your package.
Good. Okay. And like I said,
and as far as flyers, we don't have any flyers right at the moment.
Okay.
I mean, if you guys, you know, if you want me to send you our logo or something like that, and if you wanted to create a flyer, I'd have no, you know, qualms about that.
All right, no worries. And then the other thing was if you guys send me a link that once people, like, did you get a chance to go to the blog?
A little bit.
Okay. My brother said he touched basis on it a little bit.
Okay. Down in the friends column, there's a link. All the links there, you click on it, it takes you right to their websites.
Okay.
And like Hermes told you yesterday, that go through me, because if you just approach them, Bill and Bill will tell you the same thing, that they won't talk to you.
Oh, absolutely. I understand that.
Are these your relatives? Is this like your sister's husband, something I don't know about? Is this a free some of your relatives?
No.
All right, just want
to
find out.
These are two guys, and you heard part of the story.
I heard part of the story. I don't know them personally, that's why I asked you. If you got your relatives on, I want to know.
I don't know them personally. I know them from talking to them on the air and stuff. But
you know, we can get you coordinate the event here, and you can show me the results on Sunday.
Yeah, because they're sincere.
I wouldn't put it behind you trying to sneak your relatives on the air.
And they're legit.
Well, they sound legit. I believe they're legit, but we'll find out Sunday when I see the product. And then I'll know if they're your relatives or not, goddammit. Your sister or something, are you? No?
No, Bill, but...
All right, I just asked a question.
Yeah, but stop giving them a build-up. I didn't get the check yet. I'm kidding, guys.
No, we're not allowed to collect anything.
No. One of the reasons that we were able to do what we do is, I don't know if you guys know how we ended up here, but Bill decided to... talk about, why don't you tell them the story, Bill?
What about the communism? What the hell they pick on?
Yeah, how we ended up here.
Well, you kicked off the AM radio?
Right.
Okay, Jeff. A long time ago, I was mad at North Korea. And the dictator of North Korea is Kim Jong-il. Well, his father, who passed away recently, he passed the law says you can only have 1¼-inch hair. Unless you had to do like myself, unlike Philip, I have to do a comb over. Not that I'd ever do one. But you could have 1¾-inch hair. Now, at that point in time, he had the biggest army, and he had Tommy bombs and all that shit. I didn't care. the haircut pushed me over the edge. So on AM radio one morning, I said, everybody should meet me in LAX. We're going to fly to South Korea. Once we're in South Korea, village by village, street by street, city by city, we'll come together. We'll go to 38th parallel. We'll cross into North Korea. All you South Korean people, once we break the bamboo curtain, we will embrace the North Koreans. We will go northward. We will get Kim Jong-il. We'll shave his head bald. We'll kick him out of Korea. One Korea, freedom! Now, I was hoping that my listeners would appreciate the I was mad about the haircut thing. A week later, the FCC came down and threatened me with a $10,000 fine for advocating the overthrow of a foreign government on AM radio. I didn't know that was such a big offense. In my short radio career, I've been threatened by everybody. So Philip and I decided we should do something where we don't have any sponsors. I don't have to listen to anybody. I don't have to answer to anybody. I have to answer to the truth. Philip and I have decided a long time ago this radio show is useless. It is nothing without the callers calling in.
Right.
Therefore, we have made everybody that calls in part of the show. We have refused money. We have refused sponsorship. We refuse everything there is because then we are obligated to help people.
That's correct.
Truly right now, I don't know the Shine Buzz. I never heard them before. They're a new company and all that. We're helping friends out, and that's all we're doing here, helping friends out. New friends, but still friends. And we're hoping other people will listen to the show, will give a good report of what happened, and they'll find out about the Shine Brothers.
That's correct.
That's how we got started here, because I kept getting bounced off the radio because I pick on sensitive subjects. And I don't know why people get mad at me. I try to be very calm, but every now and then I get mad at communism and other bullshit things. But that's nothing to do with the Shine Brothers. We're talking about new friends starting a product, and we're encouraging everybody to tune in, check it out, and then you'll do a semi-report perhaps after Sunday on the next show.
That's correct.
And give us an upgrade.
That's
how Phil and I are here. But if you want to send us $1 million or so, we could sell our soul. But we're truly right now, it's all about Americans helping Americans get businesses started. We need to get back to the grassroots. We need to stop.
We need everybody to spend their money here.
Yes, we do. We need to stop having American corporations moving businesses to communist China. We need to stop letting Americans off work with no chance for future. Everything is being outsourced to goddamn communist China. I am so fed up with this shit here. We need more people like the Shine Brothers saying, hey, we're an American company. We're trying to do something to help Americans. That's why you're on the show tonight. That's why we're glad to hear about you.
Well, we appreciate that. And our product is also environmentally safe, so we're going green safe.
Oh, good. Good.
And just a couple of guys out of Weymouth, Mass.
Yeah, right. At the moment, we make it out of our kitchen.
Good.
That's okay. At the moment, we're talking to you from my kitchen.
Hey, it all works.
If you go online and see Kennedy's Custom Cycles, you see the size of my shop, and you see all that. I started from my mama's garage. And I got to tell you, my father did 3 tours in Vietnam. I was 16, 17, 18. He was gone 13 months, came home a month. Finally, when he came home, I got drafted right away. I went in the military. My father died of a heart attack. 18 years old, I was in charge of the family again. Both of my younger brothers rode motorcycles. We still ride motorcycles. Every time I went to the motorcycle shop, say, to buy a primary gasket, I bought 2 gaskets, one that went on my motorcycle, one that went on the wall. From doing that, or say I need some spark plugs, I bought, instead of 2 spark plugs, I bought 4 spark plugs. From that humble beginning in my mama's garage is what Kennedy's Custom Cycles is today. Just some Americans saying, what can we do? Let's be honest about it. What can we do to make ourselves better?
That's so awesome.
Well, you know, I actually, years ago, I want to tell you, I spoke to Malcolm Forbes, billionaire, and at that time I was up in L.A. He gave Elizabeth Taylor a purple Sportster. His advice to me was, no matter how many times they knock you down, keep picking yourself up, because at some point in time, you're going to be so goddamn big, they're never going to knock you down again. So
right.
I appreciate that advice from a billionaire. I'm never going to be a billionaire, but I got myself happy, so.
Absolutely. You know,
you guys got families? You single guys? Tell us about. Stop having me talk about it. You guys talk about yourself. They don't want to hear about me.
Yeah, I got a nephew, and my nephew's 3.5 years old, and he just made his first little business the other day over at Walmart. He's seen a big rig, and he said, "Let's go talk business. Let's show the truck driver our polish that we make." So we went on over there and showed the guy a demo, and we showed it on his paint, showed it on his fuel tanks and his step sides, and then he bought 2 jars from us. And the name of our product is Midnight Glow.
Midnight Glow. Why'd you pick that title?
Because at night it has a dark glow to it. And our blue version, which is In the Glow Shine, which is also the name of our company, has a blue iridescent glow at night.
Now, we're not going to claim that, per se. We were told this by a truck driver, so that's why we kind of just went with it and was like, oh, In the Glow Shine sounds good, you know. We don't really have necessarily a rhyme or a rhythm to how we came up with the product. I mean, the color of, Midnight Glow is purple, so it just kind of, goes with that, I suppose. You know, sounds good.
Understand, we, sorry, I'm reading something, I'm sorry, I apologize for that, too. You know, Philip and I have gotten together and started this program again because we want to reach other Americans exactly like yourself who are trying to do a product, and again, who are trying to bring the American worksite back in. What are you hitting me for? What the hell's on your mind? I'm trying to, oh, Jesus, stop that. You guys don't want to see what he just stuck on there. So, you're so lucky you're not in the area, folks. Okay, amigo. What do you want to say?
No, I just showed you somebody.
I know you just showed me a picture
of
somebody.
Why Cuban women don't get lung cancer, but Venezuelan men do.
See, what you guys don't understand is a lot of times when I'm talking in a straight conversation, a lot of our listeners, they send us little cute little pictures of interesting poses and stuff, and he flips it on while I'm in the middle of a conversation. I sometimes get lost in the conversation.
Well, you know,
we're talking about wax here. Come on, get back to this.
Yeah, the only drawback to it is, that was the last one was the dominatrix from Finland.
You know, thank God for that young lady. I hope she always stays with
God
us.
God bless this country.
One of my favorites is, as you say, this dominatrix who, in the middle of my boring speeches, she sends over interesting photos of herself and interesting situations, and I try to keep a straight face about it, but I digress all over the goddamn place. Jumping, get us back to the Shine Brothers.
Yeah.
So what's going on, brother? So, one of the things that I was going to comment about, you were talking about the small businesses. I believe that we need more mom and pops, shops, popping up in America.
The corporate world's kind of just like taking over.
Yeah, the corporate world is, taking over and everything's being outsourced. And, I think America has a lot to offer. And, if we would, if the people of this country that have money would just start, opening up businesses and employing people, our economy would be a whole lot better over here.
I agree. I think that the whole deal is like Walmart coming into a neighborhood and kicking all the small businesses out. I have suffered the strain for many years. The authorized dealerships, Corporation Harley-Davidson, they're trying to do away with the small, small motorcycle shops. It's in fact, it's everywhere. I would love to see every corporation that does business in communist China be fined. It was up to me. I'd find the CEO of each corporation and slap their asses in jail. These people are taking jobs away from America. Oh, you're in Massachusetts. My daughter's living in Massachusetts, and I'm so embarrassed. I can't think of the name of the city. I went back to visit her a while ago. And
originally from Boston.
I'm
right?
From South Boston, yeah. But I was back in visiting my daughter, and she was showing me downtown, small little town, warehouses everywhere, factories everywhere. I said, gee, this is great. She said, no, Dad, it's not great. This used to be the galoshes capital of the world. Everything's outsourced to China. All these people in Massachusetts City, all of them, they're out of work. So many of them now are having the grandparents take care of the babies, and the children are actually traveling to other cities to get work. And I don't know why I can't think of the name of the city now. I'm so sorry, but it doesn't matter the name of the city. It's the same thing over. Factories, people working overnight, everything outsourced to China, and all those people got no work at all. Empty factories. Let's talk about Detroit. Detroit used to be a booming city. It's a cesspool now.
I mean,
they shut everything down.
Yeah, you can buy a house there for
$12,000.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Waltham, Massachusetts was an industrial city with the watch factory there.
Correct,
and they're shut down now.
See, Bill runs his shop like this. If the guy's married, got a couple of kids, Bill knows he's working, kind of struggling to stay ahead a little bit, and something on his bike breaks. If Bill's got it, Bill will give it to you. With one stipulation. Tell him what the stipulation is, Bill.
Some people will not, absolutely not take charity. And I know they're in a bind. So this is what I'll say to flat out. I'll say this product's pennies on a dollar. If you're telling me between now and payday you don't even have pennies on a dollar, you tell me the next day that you have off and you come in my back area where all my used parts are, spend a couple hours cleaning up that back area, and when you leave, you don't owe me nothing. You didn't take charity. You worked for the parts. That's the way we do it. The authorized dealership's telling me I'm a freaking dinosaur. I don't care. If I have used products and I can keep you on the road and I can help somebody else out, I'm an asshole if I don't do it, boys and girls.
Absolutely. That's the way America, you know, is supposed to be.
Exactly. Supposed to be. I'm afraid when my shop and a lot of the other graybeards, when our shop goes, I don't see the young guys have the same mentality. They're so out for the quick buck. Motorcycle shops open and close in my area all the time. They're out for the quick buck. I need to help the community, not just the biking community. We need to help the whole community.
That's like that guy that came in a couple of weeks ago from Escondido.
Yeah. Well, let's not talk about the St. Paddy's Day. Who is the speaker? The mayor of Oceanside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a lot of problems with the chief of police in there because we don't agree to a lot of stuff in there. But Philip and I, in a heartbeat, will get on our motorcycles and ride down to the police station and have a conversation with the police department because we think things need to be changed. If there's a problem with the city, we ride down to talk to the mayor of Oceanside. If I had a problem with the telephone, I'd say the telephone company. If my water was a problem, I'd say the water company. If there's a problem with the police department, Philip and I go down to the police station and we argue. The problem with the city, we go down, we talk to the mayor. These people work for us. Why we give these people so much power, I don't know. Oh, the cop gave me a ticket, I don't want to fight it. No. You have to stand up for your rights. And we tell everybody, if everybody would just do one little thing in your town, improve a stop sign, improve a crosswalk, I don't give a shit what it is, do one thing in your town, I swear to God, it'll start moving. But more people want people like Phil and I. Well, you guys go ahead and do it. We'll just listen to you. It's not about Phil and I. It's about the Shine Brothers out there trying to do something, do the cottage industry. It's about people we know on the East Coast.
Right.
So people all over. If everybody does a little bit, get off your ass and do something, boys and girls.
I mean, we have connections all over the world to all kinds of different shops.
And most people like us.
Exactly.
Most.
Yeah, most. Some with notoriety becomes, you get the haters, but
yeah.
You know how to deal with that.
The haters.
My whole life noticed that, you guys are, you're doing this and you're giving this stuff away. Well, what's your motive? Motive is when a guy walks into me and says, I got a wife and kid and my motorcycle is my transportation to work. I'm going to say to him, you're on your own. I'm going to say, fuck you. No. I'm going to reach my hand out, not give a hand out, but give a hand up. That's why I think I kind of like talking to these Shine Brothers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you got to help people out. I mean, there's been times when, I'll give you a good example. We were down in Tennessee, and we were at Thunder? No, that was
that was the Cherokee Thunder Road.
No. Tennessee was the one with Scotty Lee there.
That was the
Buffalo River River ride, we weren't making a whole lot of money there ourselves, but you know there was a organization there for the Wounded Warriors, And what we decided to do, we were like, well, you know something? We're not making money, but we're having fun, and these guys are here to make, you know, money to raise for them. So what we did is we got our polish, and we put two sets together, and we went around and raffled them off and donated, in 20 minutes, $163 for the Wounded Warriors.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I like to do, too. I mean, giving back is a must. Even if you're not making money, you got to give back. You know, especially to the you know, the
organization.
Veterans.
We can do this all across America. If more people like yourself would stand up and say, I'm going to try something. I hope. I don't know how much you're going to go. It doesn't matter. The point is, you and your brother, you're trying to do something. That's what's wrong with America. Nobody wants to do anything anymore.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. They don't. They want to sit on their butts and collect, you know, Social Security or whatever it is, you know, disability, I mean. You know, and they can get out there and work, too. You know, some they take advantage of the system. You know?
You're so right about that. I ride my motorcycle 7 days a week. In 2 weeks, I'll be in Arizona. I'll come back. I'll be in Nevada. I'll be coming back, and then I'm going down to Mexico. Ride every day. I work every day, and I talk to people. I'm going to go retirement. I'm 64. I'm going to work every day of my life. Granted, I work in a motorcycle shop, but I'm still doing what I want to do. I want to work. I want to be out there. I do not want retirement. And why people walk up to me and say, oh, I just don't think I can do it anymore. I'm tired. Get off your lazy asses and do something, even if it's volunteer work. Right, Philip?
Exactly.
Help the
right.
veterans. Go to the VA hospital.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's just like we need something welded.
The sad thing about this this country is, you know, the armed forces, you know, they call them up and they say, hey, you know, come and help us. And then when you're done with your term, you know, they throw them away like trash, you know, and it's not right. The veterans of this country that have fought for our freedoms should be treated a whole lot better than they are now.
Every week they come into my shop because I'm so close to Camp Pendleton. A guy last week, he was shot twice in the leg and the impact knocked him off a second story.
Man, wow.
To the curb. Kicking him to the curb. He's walking, he's doing everything. They said, there's no room in Marine Corps for you. Talk about this.
Outside, if you could stay inside, because you're giving a lot of feedback.
Are you still with us?
Yeah, we're here. It cut off on us.
Yeah,
okay, good.
That's Xfinity service for
it's
you.
It's not just our sons coming back from overseas. It's our sisters, our daughters, our nieces, our aunts.
Well, it's like
these women soldiers.
Like it's like that girl that walked up to you and said, "Who's going to dance with me, Bill?"
Yeah. And then, I see a man in a uniform walking down the street missing an arm or a leg or shrapnel all across his face. I want to say God bless you for your work you've done. He flipped the script for 1 second.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She's missing a leg, missing an arm. She did the same thing that this man did, but because we men are more we're shallow, women say a man missing an arm or a leg. Based upon his character, we can see a man there. But we men are so shallow. Girls don't look like Barbie doll. We're not going to take her out. So that's all bullshit, too.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy what this country does to our veterans.
Yeah. Uses them up and dumps them.
That's right.
There's a lot of articles on there this month about what they're doing, Bill. Shady shit.
I made this statement. I want to say very quickly. I got a lot of flack for it, but I'm going to repeat it anyway because I don't give a shit. I want to make a statement to Congress, the Senate, and to the President. Mr. President, past several generations, we have sent our young men and women overseas in wars. We have sent them, and they're coming home needing work. They're needing help. Giving them help. Maybe we parents will stop sending our sons and daughters into the military. Maybe we sons and daughters will tell our children, don't go to war. Now, I'm not against the military. I'm a veteran. Phil's a veteran. I'm so sick so close to military bases, seeing these people.
They, when the guys come back, Bill, they tell them to go down to your shop.
Yeah, we use that for therapy. My motorcycle shop for post-traumatic stress is one place we use for therapy.
That's awesome.
Let me see if we got someone on the line down the line.
Somebody else may want to say something. Okay.
Let me see if they got a question or anything.
Probably want me to stop talking. Nora, you out there, darling?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Fine. We got some of our Shine brothers. You hear about these people?
No, this is the first time I did. I was in that pharmacist show, so I'm first hearing about it today.
You know, they're East Coast boys, Massachusetts boys, and they seem to be doing something to try to fight the big corporation by coming up with a product. They've got a tremendous battle. Again, we need to support all the American corporations. Well, I'm getting a lot of static. What am I picking up?
It might be the Shine Brothers because it's coming and going. So.
Yeah, it's going in and out. Our phone is, I don't know, I think we're having problem with it. Comcast, you know.
No,
that's okay.
Everything's going to modem, you know.
Yeah, sometimes we pull out our tinfoil hats here.
Your brother.
Is Nora still with us?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm still here. So now I'm trying to understand now, what is the product for? Is it just strictly for motorcycles?
No, ma'am. You can use the product on jewelry, gold, silver. You can use it on copper, brass, diamond plate. Diamonds that are in necklaces or rings or anything like that. The paint on your car, the wheels, porcelain, gel coat. It's very, very universal.
You can use it for kitchenware.
You know, like stainless steel pots and pans.
Okay. We just found out it cleans carpets too. It does.
Well, if carpet, it could stain it. I've had that issue.
Okay.
I'm here to tell you it didn't stain.
Really?
Now,
well, it stained mine.
Get...
My son got in the mine and dumped.
He just got into the bucket.
Gallons of polish and it stained it purple.
He tried to make his own polish.
I had to go out and buy a shampooer.
You know, some people may like a little purple spots in their carpet.
I hear you.
Now, if someone wanted to purchase your product, where do you go?
You can go to eBay right now or eBid, and within, I want to say, the first week of June, we should start airing on Outdoor Shoppers Channel. It's kind of like HSN.
But if people want it immediately, they can contact us directly. If you want my telephone number, it's 781.
Wait. No, we don't put the numbers out on there. But it's okay because I can always have Philip pass me your number.
Yeah, it's not a problem. This is our business line. We give it out on Hermes' show all the time. You know, it's an easy way to get contact us.
Okay, because I normally do, I help Phil on Tuesdays, and we normally don't have people give out numbers unless if, Phil says it's okay. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump like that. It's just normally it's like, no, don't say it on air.
Cotton, you put in yours?
Yes.
Okay.
Phil, you want me to give out the contact info?
That's perfect, brother.
Okay, brother. So the number is 781-803.
Okay. Go ahead. I can repeat it. Go ahead.
All right.
I'm sorry.
781-803-2683. You can also check us out on YouTube at www.youtube.com/InTheGlowShine. That's INDIGLO, and then Shine. Or you can shoot us an email at InTheGlowShineBrothers@gmail.com.
Okay.
So, again, the number is 781-803-2683.
803-2683. Okay. And how much is your product?
We have a 2-ounce jar right now. Retails for $5.95 plus shipping and handling.
Okay. And you ship anywhere?
Anywhere, yep.
I was going to say, we have some people from the East Coast now making some notes to us. Not everybody wants to get on the air. We're getting some statements saying that they're interested in what's going on. Too, right?
Yeah, that's Pete from Boston.
Some other people in Boston listen to the show.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to contact here because they're uncomfortable. I don't know why. I'm very easy to talk to. Better listen and type all kind of messages. And then listen to us at their leisure. Pass the information on. So it's kind of a... I didn't believe this many people can't talk to us at first. Then as we started getting more and more and more messages, everybody wants to talk.
That's usually how it works, right?
Well, being here with Phil, I'm lucky I can get two words in. Phil talks all the time. I'm lucky I can say anything at all here.
So with your product, all you do is you just put a small amount on a rag or whatever you're using.
Depending
then...
on the surface. You
okay.
Use, like, different rags, like microfiber cloth or terry cloth.
Okay.
If you're going to be using it on jewelry, I would suggest the softest type of microfiber you can get. Because microfiber is
okay.
Not just, you know, one style. They have some that are a little more abrasive than others.
Right.
You know,
also,
and,
I put mine, well, Lee put it on with the buffing pad.
Don't act like you did anything but supervise.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, no, I tried. I did some. Not a lot,
and,
but I did.
You lit up a cigarette and sat down. Why are you talking shit?
And if you use a buffer, it will dissipate.
But you don't want to
okay.
get it. You don't want to get it too over hot, you know, or like any polish, you know, it could like you know bake to the surface basically, and then you'll have to put some more
right.
polish on there to, you know, loosen up the stuff that baked to it.
Okay.
So it's all about you know learning how to use the speed with the polish too, because all polishes work different.
Right.
Okay.
We got another caller. Hang on.
Everybody hang with us. Let's bring the other caller in here.
Go ahead, 978.
Yeah, I'm
looking
for
Bill.
Where
are you calling from?
I'm looking for Bill.
You can have Bill and Phil right here. Take either one you want.
I've been listening to your show, and I read that you said that the East Coast guys never call in because they don't want to talk to you. Well, I'm calling in to talk to you.
Well, you know, I appreciate that because, you know, I figured...
And Bill, I know you're from the East Coast originally, so, you know, you can't really say that.
I know
you
that.
Know?
Since I'm East Coast, I know that. I appreciate
we're
that.
We're brothers. You know who this is?
Yeah, Pete Corson is Pete from Boston.
Yeah, because Phil just told you.
Screen earlier. Came about, what, 2 minutes ago?
Right.
Because it came up on the screen.
I forget the time differences sometimes when I call in. I'm like, shit. And I look at the
yeah.
clock, and I know you guys start at 6, and we start at 9 here, so I called in late, a little late.
Yeah, it should be 10 o'clock. It's going on 10 o'clock your time.
Yep.
Now, Pete, it's a big difference, though, the East Coast and the West Coast. I got to tell you, I'm going to Arizona on a bike run in a couple of weeks. We got another guy from Boston coming out. He's a thuggy. He don't fit in California. He's never going to fit in California. He's never going to ride with anybody. He rides with me because he doesn't talk. He's just comfortable, but... really belongs back in Boston because doesn't fit out here. An East Coast thuggy all the way.
Why doesn't he fit out there?
Still love the boy, you know?
Why doesn't he fit?
Yeah. Why doesn't he fit out in California?
Because it's too mellow out here for him. Too many surfers. Too much, you know, he's an old school biker that scene in his life has gone by. That part of life has
Boston
he rides with me and a couple of these other guys. I ride with old school guys. But I'm telling you, from the minute he rode up to my shop, he had an attitude, puffed up all the way. One guy walking in, a whole bunch of people, and I said, Jesus, the East Coast. Yeah. Yeah,
we're
right.
From Boston, so you know how we are. You know, some of us have attitudes and some of us don't. I think I would fit in
different.
Great in California. Considering
from,
the weather that we can have,
the
man.
Shirt off his back. I mean, he's good people.
You know, Bill, just to let people know that we do the daily blog.
Okay.
And we're posting stuff about the Laughing Devils.
Devils
ride. Wait.
Oh, geez.
Wait. Just the article I put up. Okay. Can they turn down the sound in the background, please?
not me.
Not us.
It's not us.
Okay.
Somebody with a radio on or something.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, the Devil's Ride, why they're getting all this media attention,
oh,
Bill?
Oh, Jesus.
Would you mind telling everybody how many page views these people got today?
My glasses on, everybody. 10,000.
No,
300.
No.
3,000.
112,000. Sorry,
yeah.
And the Laughing Devil's Mercy. 101,000.
Yeah.
The 10 most notorious biker gangs?
Only 30,462. You know, let me tell you something. You East Coast friends of mine out there, for God's sake, stop asking me this question. These are not real people. I got friends of mine saying, we lost 10 minutes on the East Coast. Not real bikers. They're,
correct.
The only reason I encourage you to watch the show is so you can appreciate how beautiful San Diego is. We have the ocean. We have.
I had a question because I read an article. This was a while back. The Laughing Devils claimed that they were a real club, but they were just doing a show. And now they're saying that they're not a real club. That it was. It's just like a Sons of Anarchy type thing. So
they were a
real.
They were a real club.
So they were a real club.
When they stepped on their dick to start doing this show because they approached Bill and I with a camera crew on that show.
No.
He said no way at all.
Interesting. One guy was like angry about it. The article I read, he's like, "We're a real MC. The show's real." And then the next thing I read, several months later, was it was a show like the Sons of Anarchy type show.
Correct.
But what happened was, once all everybody started getting in trouble and they were considered sellouts, because anytime you listen to the producer and they do things, they also shoot extra footage that they blend in with certain things.
Yeah.
Because I'm here to tell you, if Bill or I had a camera crew film us shooting guns, making a gun deal in a parking lot from trunk to trunk, we'd be in jail
now. Plus, these guys, they always have nice restaurants. No, I'm going to topless bars. That's where I'm going to have my meetings. I don't know what the hell this nice restaurant bullshit's about. I ain't going to do this stuff there. When the shooting is over, they don't wear their colors.
No.
It was the Sons of Anarchy. Turn
them
in.
They get turned into the
prop. It's a prop. It's a prop, yeah.
Really well. So, Bill.
Hold on one second. The Shine Brothers, I muted you guys because there's a lot of noise coming out of the back. But once Pete's done talking, I'll bring you back, okay? Go ahead, Pete.
Thanks. Bill.
Yeah, buddy.
I think I said happy birthday to you a couple weeks ago. But happy birthday if I missed it, because I know it was your birthday.
Thank you very much. And it was a really good birthday.
You're very welcome.
One of the strange birthday presents I have to tell everybody was, especially you people from Chicago, you appreciate this. Somebody bought a pistol for the Chicago Police Department about 20 years ago. He mounted the pistol on top of a helmet. He cut the firing pin out, and what did he do with that?
Plugged it.
Plugged the barrel, mounted that on a helmet. It's a real, the cylinders come out, it's a real pistol. Gave that to me as a birthday present. I've got that posted
cool.
in my shop.
But,
that tells you the type of friends I am.
Well, you know, Bill, if you decide to don that,
we can go. Yeah,
you're in trouble.
Yeah, I know.
even though it's a replica gun, you're still going to be in trouble.
Well, it's a replica gun, but we have had several officials come in. I mean, experts. That gun could go back to working and not much problem at all.
Exactly.
But I wouldn't do it because it was a birthday present. But that's the type of friends I have. For a present, I got a helmet with a pistol. Screwed in or something into the helmet. So I just want you people to realize what friends I have.
What we're going to do, though, I want everybody to hold on. We're going to take a short break. We're going to play this one's by Rodney Carrington. It's called Show Them to Me, and we'll be right back.
And to all the women that showed them to me my birthday, I appreciated that, too.
There's too much hate and killing. When I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. Maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world.
devil they under me.
Rodney Carrington, and that song is called Show Them to Me. Rodney, you're okay with me. And to all the ladies that were nice enough to share their assets at my birthday, I want to thank you. Actually, before you deviate, you know, my bike's outside,
right.
And I rode in today, and I was thinking about this, and I just a thought came in out of my head, but I, for some reason I want to share it right now. I was thinking about riding in, and I want to thank all the women that have slept with me in my life. If I didn't take an opportunity at the time to thank them, I just want to say right now,
even the ones wearing socks?
Every woman that slept with me, every woman that shared their assets, I just was thinking how lucky I am and how grateful I am, and I hope the men around the world can appreciate the women they have. Sorry about that. It just came out of the blue. We're back to reality again. So what do we got up here now?
Well, we still got Nora and the Shine Brothers.
Oh, okay. All right.
Pete Wynn, he'll be back.
All right.
Ryan's on the hook. I think Art had to go.
Yeah.
He usually does this when he's called.
Yeah, I'm sorry he's going to miss that party for that funeral. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get any pictures from him from Thailand, though.
Yeah.
Just had one of my friends come in from Singapore.
Right.
He's telling me what a great party he had over there. Brought me a T-shirt. But only brought me one. Sorry about that.
Oh, no.
If I had two, I'd have given you one.
I got mine from Thailand.
Well, I got mine from Singapore. Wait a minute. How many T-shirts did you get?
Three. They won't fit you.
You cheap SOB. I told you, if I had two shirts, I'd have given you a shirt.
Bill, it won't fit you.
Oh, my.
They're all large.
This is bullshit. I got to put up with this stuff here. If I had two T-shirts, I'd have given you one.
They're all large, Bill.
No, there's no large men in the world. Men start at extra large. I'm going to tell you right now.
All right. Well, you know, Bill.
A little girl wants to put around a guy's little skinny waist. No. A woman wants girth. That's why we're here.
Okay.
Where did we get off the show? I lost it again. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Let me see. Here he is. All right, Ryan.
970-978, you're live. Talk to us.
Well, he's loading up, Bill.
Okay.
I think they're screwing with the server again. It must be when you talk about North Korea.
I almost didn't talk about it tonight.
Ryan, do me a favor. Hang up and call back. But what I was going to go to now, Bill, was this is how to deal with the police. It's called a cheat sheet.
Okay, let's talk about this here quick before we get started. Philip and I are not against the police department. We are against those officers that abuse their authority. And we are mad at you people that give these officers too much authority. You have to know your rights. For example, if an officer asked me, he just took the whole screen off. Now what the hell am I going to talk about?
Go ahead.
Forget it. No, go ahead. Give me the first question.
All right. Question or comment. If you're walking, what do you do, Bill?
What the hell are you saying that at? I don't see that.
Okay, here.
Oh, okay. I'm looking down here. That was the question right there.
Yeah, let me go to this.
You got the whole thing screwed up on me.
No. Stay calm and cool and be courteous. Always film interactions. Try to get names, badge, and license numbers. Never consent to any searches. You are never required to talk to police or answer any questions. Be polite, but be firm. Ask, are you detaining me, or am I free to go?
All right. I really don't care about walking. I want to know about driving.
Okay.
What's the question?
I see your ID?
Okay, I tell you what. Let me stop here for a second. I can't read that writing.
Okay.
So I'm going to say driving, and I'm going to ask you the questions, okay?
Sure.
I'm going to tell you right now, the damn letters, it's too small. I can't read it. So in the driving category, I'm an officer. I'm going to ask you, can I see your ID?
Well, carrying an ID is generally required if you're driving a vehicle.
So you have to show it.
So you have to show it.
The last time
I got asked to see my ID, I handed it to him and asked him for $15.
What the hell for?
That's what I paid to get it when I got mine.
You're a smartass. That's why you get in trouble.
Probably.
All right, second question, driving. You can't film me. I'm the police.
Unless you're taking a piss, walking into your house, or undercover, you're fair game.
Okay. Anybody that's on a public street pulls you over, you have a right to pull out a camera and film it.
That's correct.
Because they're filming you.
Videotaping a police officer who pulled you over is legal.
Okay. If you're filming an officer, and Philip does, you do not have to shut it off, no matter what they say to you. Now, the next question I have...
And Ryan, you're unmuted, but we'll get to you in a minute.
It's a short thing.
Okay.
Now, officer, this is to do with driving. Do you mind if I take a look?
I don't consent to any search, Bill.
Would you repeat that again? That's very critical.
I do not consent to a search.
Don't tell him to fuck off.
Don't tell him to kiss your ass.
You simply say, I do not consent to a search. That is your right as an American citizen. Again, we're not trying to start to get you in trouble. We're trying to say, know your rights, live by your rights. The police can respect you if you have your rights. The last one I want to talk about, this is driving. Hey, where are you going?
Point A.
That's right. Where'd you just come from?
Point B.
How simple is that, boys and girls? Do not say I stopped by the bar and only had one drink.
Because you don't have to answer. But that can be met with suspicion. And if they might find a reason to give you a ticket. The whole reason they ask is sort of to test you.
Yeah.
That's why when they ask me, where are you going?
I'm a little more flexible. Because I have my driver's license. I always say, I'm coming from my house. Where are you going now? I'm going home. They already have that address. I don't have a problem with that. You're a little more abrasive than I am with the police.
The best thing to do is answer a question with a question.
Well, that's your style. I don't like that. But boys and girls, if you don't know your rights,
you're going
to
get
then
fucked.
That's right. You have no right to complain when you think the police are harassing you. If you know your rights, the police can treat you different. I tell everybody. And what, sir?
If you're walking, I don't care about walking.
No, wait. I've never been walking in my life.
It's fine.
When was the last time you walked anywhere?
Checkpoint.
Walking in a checkpoint?
No, walking, and there's three things here, Bill.
I understand.
Walking, you don't have to answer their questions when you're walking. Can I see your ID if you're at a checkpoint? Your constitutional rights apply in a checkpoint situation. Never roll down the window all the way. Ask for a supervisor if necessary.
I always ask for a supervisor. The officer, you're not controlling the situation.
Do not sit there and not roll down the window.
Right.
All you have to do is roll down the window just enough to hear him.
Right.
1 inch
mm-hmm.
at most.
If you're concerned, if you think this officer is a bully, ask for the supervisor. They have to come out and supervisor arrives. It's usually a different situation.
It's just like...
Okay, tell me about a checkpoint about filming. Can I film a checkpoint?
The
checkpoint.
Yeah. The only place... The only thing you can't videotape is a TSA checkpoint. It's legal to videotape as long as you do not film the TSA's monitors or interfere with or slow down the screening process.
And a checkpoint. What if they want to search me?
I do not consent to a search.
Can you repeat that again one more time, please?
I do not consent to a search.
I do not consent to a search. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying go fuck yourself. I'm saying I do not consent to a search. First of all, don't use the vulgar language I use. Use the terminology that makes them comfortable. I do not consent to a search.
Just like if they ask you where you're going. You don't have to answer, but that can be met with suspicion, and they might find a reason to give you a ticket.
And that's why I say they have my driver's license.
We just had a friend of ours that we talked to the other day who was up in Long Beach.
Right.
I won't mention his name, but he was up in Long Beach,
yeah.
And the cop said he followed him for 5 miles.
Right.
And he wrote him a ticket for what, Bill?
Straddling the line, that's right, too. It wasn't lane sharing. He said it was straddling the line. However, to be fair, that boy is a heavy hitter. And when you put that big patch on, the cops just going to hassle you. But, okay,
right.
That's enough of that. Know your rights, everybody. Do not complain to us if the cops hassle you and you let them do it.
Because if all else fails, just use Bill's two favorite words.
Shut up. Don't give information out. Where are you going? Where are you coming from? My home. Where are you going now? I'm going home. That's it. All right, we're back. I'm sorry.
Right. And the other thing I wanted to, I don't know if everybody knew this or not, but what I'll do is, it's called the cell phone company's bill at the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cell phone numbers go public this month. This is in January, but then I'm just giving everybody an update because somebody asked me.
Oh, I didn't know this.
All cell phone numbers are being released to telemarketing companies. You start receiving these sales calls, you'll be charged for the call. To prevent it, you can call the following numbers from your cell phone, 888-382-1222. It's the National Do Not Call List. It will take less than a minute. It blocks your phone number for 5 years. You must call from the cell phone number you want to have blocked. You cannot call from a different phone number.
Can you repeat that phone number one more time? Because I want my wife to call this when I get home.
888-1222.
So the cell phones are going to go public, and you're going to start getting crazy people, telemarketers calling you.
And when you answer the phone, the bill starts.
Shit. One more time, they're hosing us.
Correct.
So please call that number. If you're concerned like I am, as I certainly am, I don't want to talk to strange people. Well, that's the call on the show.
Right.
And then they're all strange on the show. We're all strange together, though, on the show.
Well, the other thing I wanted to tell you about, Bill, was... Let it load up here. But
what, buddy?
Okay. Now, the state of Oregon, this happened in Portland the other day. Okay? This was sent to me by Art. And it's the Oregon proposal would make being linked to a club a crime.
Right.
Sounds like Australia is here, guilt by association. In an attempt to crack down on violent club activity, Oregon lawmakers are considering a bill that would make it a crime just to be linked to a club.
Right.
Now, for people that don't understand that, if you're standing on, say, the Shine Brothers and I are standing on the corner there.
Right.
I got 5 years. I just got out after 5 years.
Right.
One of those two is on probation, and the other one is squeaky clean. Cop drives by, hey, boss, I see three suspicious guys in the corner. That's how it starts.
Right. Now, if people don't believe this, you think Phil and I being a little bit, Chicken Little says, sky is falling. I want to remind some of our listeners that I was involved in RICO last year. I was charged with so much bullshit, and when I went to court, every single charge was bullshit. Nothing held up at all. The judge thanked me for coming in simply because I have friends.
Correct.
I don't belong to any organization. I spoke to friends in a public bar.
Correct.
And for that, I was charged with everything. This happens to everybody.
Yes. And the big question is how would authorities decide who's a club member and who's not? The bill says, here we go, group of three or more people whose main purpose is criminal activity.
That's right.
Has a commonly known name or symbol and regularly engages in criminal acts would be considered a criminal street gang. Right now, police track club members, but there's no law against belonging to any particular club, even if that club is repeatedly tied to criminal activity. According to Oregon's House Bill 2679 and its companion House Bill 2851, it will give the judges and others down on club members Under the new law, just being a club member would be a felony, Bill. We have people that are in a club that have legal guns, and you can't do a whole lot about it. This will give the judge authority to kind of drop the hammer on them, and we're seeing more and more of this vicious club activity. We want to get that stopped. Anyone found guilty of a crime tied to a club active activity would also get a stiffer sentence under the bill. Related crime convictions would also go into the Oregon State Police Law Enforcement Data System with a special designation club-related, which you and I both have that designation.
Right.
That would give any police agency in the state a heads-up that someone has committed a crime tied to club activity. The criminal club activity bill had its first hearing Thursday before the Senate House Judiciary Committee. The Oregon Civil Liberties Union told lawmakers it is concerned that the definition of a criminal street club is too vague. The breadth of the bill and the confusion that will result from its definitions, or lack thereof, risk violating a defendant's due process rights because that defendant is not on notice of what activity is criminal, the ACLU said. The organization has also argued that the current laws are strong enough to crack down on club activity and urge lawmakers not to advance these two bills.
Mm-hmm.
Because, basically, it's like we said, Bill, and we have friends and friends of friends of friends of friends,
mm-hmm.
and just the other day someone said that someone called somewhere and asked about him from 35 years ago.
Yeah. Exactly, 35 years ago. You know, we had a... I'm sure a lot of you guys have bike nights in your local area, you know, different bikers getting together at a bar on a Wednesday night or something. We had a bike night 2 weeks ago. 7 patrol cars rolled in. No arrest at all. Not one arrest was made. All they were doing was taking the pictures of every single license plate there. I thought it was a criminal organization, a criminal meeting. People have bike nights everywhere. We get together.
We went to a bike night. They were up on the roof filming.
Oh, that was it.
They were up filming.
They were across the street filming us up on the roof. That's amazing.
And then the next day, the lieutenant goes in and asks who we are.
Yeah.
We don't know who you're talking about.
From last week's bike night in which 7 patrol guards came, everybody's license was taken a picture of. This week's bike night, it was down to less than half. The bikers said, I don't want to show up again. They're taking my license plate. Who cares if they take a picture of your license plate? You've got to stop giving in and let them take rights away from you. We did nothing wrong being there. There was no fights. There was nothing. But because the police came and took pictures of our license plate, half the people won't show up now. And I bet you next week, it's half again.
Yeah.
They're
or,
afraid.
Or maybe more. Nobody will show up at all.
Yeah. You know, again, I'm not against the police. I say it's 100%. I'm not. But I am against police officers that abuse their authority. And I'm against you people, listen to me, that let them.
Well, you know, it's like the guy told me, remember? We can come at you different ways.
Yeah.
We can get you for obstruction.
Oh, they went for you 7 ways, remember?
Exactly.
Nothing held up in court for you. So.
You know, Bill got pulled over for going 1 mile over the speed limit.
I know, that was, I don't want to exaggerate that story. He was doing 38 in the 35 at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Woo! But that's to see if they can intimidate you. No tickets or nothing. Oh, no, Mr. Kennedy, we're just checking to remind you. I don't mind that. I really don't mind that. I simply tell people, do not be afraid of the police department. Do not be afraid of telephone people. Don't give these people undue pressure, undue power. Know your rights. I don't want you to say F police and all that,
no.
But I do want you to say, I know my rights, officer.
Well,
that's all we're asking.
Yeah, and Bill, you know how I feel about this, so let me play this little soundbite
for you. Tell us how you feel.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work. Or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to write. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
That boy's going to have a stroke.
Yeah.
I would remind you, please,
well,
when you go to court.
I'm here to remind you, couldn't say that any better than that.
No, no, without a doubt. He's saying the words a lot of us thinking. I do remind you, when speaking to the police officers and going to court, emotion does not take effect. You must be careful of your language. You must speak in a language the court can understand. The court has to respect us as people. Do not lose your temper in court, for God's sakes. No, Bill, you lose your temper.
Yeah, that's true. Art said since you were talking about Singapore, he says you got to remember one thing, Bill. The really pretty women are men.
I didn't say I went there. I just said I got a T-shirt, for Christ's sake.
Also, Art says that wearing support gear is the reason to screw with you. He also said, remember when taking pictures, the court says you have the right to flip the cop off.
Okay, you have the right, but once again, now, here I got to tell you, folks, I think you're in the gray. I think you've gone out of the gray area right into the trouble area. If your purpose is to control the situation, you've heard me say this over and over, each patrol stop, you have 30 to 45 seconds to ascertain who is going to be in charge, the officer or yourself. Your mannerisms, your speech will dictate how it goes. You don't say yes, sir, no, sir. You ask the questions. You answer the questions in one word or less. That's
right.
How I feel about that.
The same thing with, you could flip them off.
Oh, no, I'm not going to. I keep saying that.
Wait. I had a situation.
I know you got to say it. Go ahead.
Okay. The guy did it to me first.
Yeah.
I made a U-turn, pulled up next to the lights, and gave it back to him. And I turned left and went the other way. The only reason he didn't come after me, the light turned green and he couldn't get through all the traffic.
I do have to point out to to all my friends listening to me, while I've never considered you suicidal, ever, I do believe you're homeless. I believe you put yourself in that part of town after midnight where the violence is the heaviest, I think because you are actually living the energy. I ride through the same part of town 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't have a problem. You ride through at midnight.
Yeah, and I don't get up at 9 o'clock in the morning. I get up at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, see, we have a different lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please listen to what we both say, but you make the decision what's right for yourself.
But enough
for
that.
Because I've seen you on the street and the cops, but go ahead.
Enough for that. But Ryan had some news he wanted to share.
Oh, share with us, Ryan. Get us out of this. Share us out of this program we have, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's Ryan in Colorado, KR Productions. I got a few things happening. What do you think about Hickenlooper and all the bullshit he's pulling in Colorado? Have you guys kept up on any of that?
No, I haven't. Have you, Phil?
No.
No, we're pretty naive.
Well, the sheriff's department's all stepped up and said that the new Colorado gun legislature goes against the Constitution, and they're not going to support it. In fact, they're going to go against the system and support our constitutional rights under the Second Amendment. So Hickenlooper is trying to pass right now to where the Secret Service can now come in and arrest these sheriffs for going against Hickenlooper's law. To me, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, that doesn't...
No, and if...
Again, by the way, very, very quickly, before he changes, I was thinking of you today. Some guy called me up at the shop and said, I'm a photographer. I've got a couple girls I like to shoot. I can't get myself started in the business. Is there anything you can help me? I said, what is it you want to do? He said, well, do you think I could perhaps take a couple shots around some cool cars and some motorcycles? I have no money. I'm just getting started. I'm a young kid. I said, get your stuff together. Come down to the shop. We'll get you some vehicles and some motorcycles. We're going to help you out. I did this because, first of all, he's a young man getting started. He sounds a young man anyway. I hope he's got woman models. I didn't ask him that question. But I was thinking about you. I was thinking, you're out there helping people. Here's a kid, young man, says, I'm trying to get into the industry. I'm trying to get myself on. Can you help me? Now, what kind of jerk would I be if I said no? So anyway, I was thinking of you today, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. And you know what? If he's in the area when I'm in the area next Thursday, we should hook up. If we can't do something as a conglomeration, maybe that afternoon.
He'll be here next Thursday.
You're not the guy that called me. No, it could have been. No, it's a different voice. Okay, scare me for a second. I thought that was you that called me up.
No, no, I'm going to be around there next Thursday. I've talked to Phil about it briefly.
Okay.
I've got a wedding I'm shooting up in Lake Tahoe, and Phil said to come by and harass you a little bit, and you know how
he
is.
Have you come by and visit us?
You just have to
I'll be coming through there Thursday.
Yeah, you just need to get there a little earlier because Phil's out the door at 5 to get here.
I'm guessing I could be there probably by 3:30 your time.
Wonderful.
Perfect. That'll work.
Can you get up work maybe in the wave crowd? Maybe. Okay, good. Yeah.
But just to touch on what you said, I just put the link up.
Okay.
The sheriffs declared they want to force the new gun plans.
So, yeah, it's a bunch of crap, really. You know, I don't agree with what they're doing. And I was reading another article here a little bit ago where, let me find it real quick. You have to have a certificate. They call it an ammunition certificate.
Well,
what that means is you have to take
ahead.
That ammunition. What's that?
Go ahead.
Oh. You have to take this ammunition certificate in to buy your ammunition, but that's a registration. So they're basically making you register your firearms in order to get your ammunition, which, in my opinion, allows for easier confiscation later. So it's...
Well, you know, I don't know how there's any ammunition left since the Social Security Department bought 240 million rounds of 40 caliber. Homeland Security bought 750 million rounds.
Did you hear about that? You heard about that Homeland Security. How the hell with it? I heard that they bought some, what, those man-stopping rounds?
That's correct.
Yeah, I know what they call it. Phil's a gun guy. Our Homeland Security is stocking up. What the hell for?
Mm-hmm.
Man-stopping rounds are illegal for the police to use, but they have them. Yeah, well, let's
talk about hollow point bullets.
Hollow point. Thank you very much. That's all. But yeah, I'm going to wait till I get more information on that before I say anything about that.
Well, yeah, and why the hell does the Social Security Department need ammunition?
Exactly.
That makes no freaking sense.
Next year when Obama's Obamacare kicks in and you can't afford it, you're going to get taxed.
Yeah. Well, and on top of that, they're going to make you have $10,000 liability for your handguns in case somebody steals them. Well, I'm sorry, if somebody steals my weapon, get their ass in trouble. They're the ones breaking the law. If they come into my house, break into my safe, take my firearm and shoot somebody, and then it's determined to be my fault and I have to have $10,000 liability insurance, kiss my ass. It's a crock of shit.
We lost the Shine Brothers.
You know, just recently, I'm 64 years old, and I never gave, the government's never done anything for me. I never want anything from anybody. I pay my own way. But I was told by a guy that came in the shop that I have to register with Social Security or they can penalize me every month. I have to pay money because I don't want to register. I said, I don't want nothing from the government. You work, I work, we take care of ourselves. I have to, by law, register,
yes,
or I'm going to be penalized. I'm going to pay money.
You also, if you remember what I told you a couple weeks ago, that if you've been in the service,
taking
your DD-214 tours,
right,
you get an extra stipend.
Nah, you see, that's something else. I've never taken money from the VA. I've never taken money from everything. I work for everything. But now to find out that I have to register, or they're going to start penalizing me money.
Right.
Every single month, if I don't penalize the Social Security, even though I don't want it.
Right.
I'm okay in my life. I can take care of myself. No, you can't, Mr. Kennedy. If you don't register, you're going to start paying a penalty, a financial penalty, every month. Now, the guys came in to try to explain that to me, and I'm thinking, I can't even, I don't understand that at all.
You know what, Bill?
What?
You can't handle the truth.
That's my problem.
Well, there's King Supers out there. Now, this is a story that will just make both of you happier than shit. They get paid through the whole welfare system, obviously. Anybody that's on welfare, you go and you can get your groceries. A lot of people need it. I can appreciate that. If you've paid into the system, you're having hard times, you deserve to get it back.
Yeah.
We don't deserve to be buying steak and lobster dinners for people that have never worked a day in their life, that have 18 kids underneath the same roof that are all illegals. And that's what it's coming down to. But the King Supers actually determined that they haven't used their normal quota of the welfare stuff. There haven't been enough people coming through that are using the welfare. So rather than say, good job, America's possibly in this area getting back on their feet, they're trying to find a way of getting more people to use the welfare information and to get out there and be using this money that all the rest of us have worked for. That's another crock of shit. Who cleans up these laws and who comes up with these bullshit ideas that are just digging us deeper in debt?
Yeah. You know, I want to tell you, I left the Bill's house last week, or I was with my wife. I was in the neighborhood, excuse me, not leaving the house. You got a grocery store down the street down there. My wife wanted to go in and get something before we went home. And when I got there, there was not a single teller there. Every automated. And I said, I can't deal with this horse shit. I had to go find some checker. He said, no, it's okay. You just go through it. You run everything in there. If you have a problem, you can page me. I'll come help you. I said, where are all the checkers you had there? We lay them all off.
Yep.
Every single aisle.
You know why they let them off, Bill?
I didn't know.
So they don't have to buy Obamacare.
Jesus Christ. I've never been in an automatic place where everything is, there's no people. It just felt uncomfortable. The guy putting this, the guy stacking the groceries, I had to go get him to talk to a humanoid because I didn't feel good at all what was going on. He said if I panicked, he'd help me walk me through it. I didn't feel comfortable knowing just me and the machines. I'm just call me old-fashioned.
Right. No, I agree. It's stupid. So, but what do you do? It's all in the name of progress, right? Let's do everything we can to have China manufacture everything, get this bullshit Manzano Treaty, whatever the hell it's called, to go through, then lay everybody off so we're relying on the computers. It's just a bunch of bullshit. But
you know,
I
badmouthed China early, but I better say something right now. China, go over there to North Korea and slap that boy alongside his head. You better get control of your boy. He's getting out of control. I badmouthed China. This is the one time I'm going to ask China to do something right. Go to North Korea, again, slap that boy in his head and say, stop playing around. South Korea is going to bring the United States into it, blah, 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 blah. North Korea cannot defend anybody. It's a piss-ass little country. China, I'm asking you, the only time I'll ask you anything, go to North Korea one more time, slap that boy in the head and tell him to get on the program. All right, no more political
stuff. No, I agree. He's a little piece of shit, too. But you guys were talking about the gang colors, they're saying, and how you're a criminal organization and all of that, and the laws are so lax. What I don't understand is you're driving down the street, you see, I think Phil said it was three people on the side that have similar attire on. They're considered a gang. So it's okay to go after them using that as probable cause to see if they have any warrants, do your searches, all of that kind of crap. So if you're in Arizona driving down the street and you see a group of illegals or potential illegals, we'll say immigrants standing to the side of the road, how come we can't do the same thing for them? Because that's profiling. Because that's where the majority of the illegals are coming in. You know, you guys have the same problem in California as well.
Well, here.
Why is that racial profiling when they're going against you guys? It's progress.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. Blatant profiling going on in Arizona. Okay. There's an article in there about the one I read about Oregon earlier. But this one is called the Arizona Profiling Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, is that Eunice?
It's me, Bill. How are you?
Yeah, it's so good to hear your voice tonight. Glad you joined in on us with us. Big party in my shop on Sunday. You going to stop by?
Oh, I wish I could.
We'll send you pictures. Quick throttle. Phil will take care of that. I'll get some pictures of it. Tell us about your story, Phil.
Well, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, Bill, which has jurisdiction over Nevada, ruled in a case titled Sermentino versus First Judicial District Court in and for the County of Carson City, that a motorcycle called patches and similar adornments are constitutionally protected speech.
Great.
Let's say this quick. Profiling in California, I don't think it is as critical, but you and I have been in Arizona. Let's not kid ourselves. There's profiling going on in Arizona. I don't know if
I got a ticket from Homeland Security.
That's right, you did and I didn't.
I got a ticket from Homeland Security.
Philip and I went to a party last year in Arizona. Philip stayed in a nice hotel. I stayed in El Dumpo. I stayed in a street. I went down the road. There was no more sidewalks. There was just dirt. Philip gets stopped, and all his crew get stopped by Homeland Security and rousted. I'm staying down in the barrio where nobody goes to. Never saw a policeman all weekend. That's profiling.
Yep.
You ritzy, kitsy people. You deserve getting hassled. Us poor folks, you know.
Well, I'm heading home tomorrow, guys.
Okay.
I talked to my doctor today because I haven't really been feeling good. So she said, like, get on a plane yesterday. So I'm going to be going home and doing a lot of testing because they just don't know what's going on down here, you know. What I've been doing is having these little blackout spells.
Yeah.
And we thought it was my sugar, but it's not. I still get them, even when the sugar is real good. So we'll just see what's happening.
Wow.
I'm sure she's going to put me in the hospital for a couple of days. So, talked to her today, and she says, I want you here like yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm heading out tomorrow to go back to Massachusetts. My husband will stay down here to close up the places, you know.
Yeah.
Up to 3 weeks. So we'll just see what happens. I'll stay in
place. Well, when you're resting up, I said, we're going to do a party Sunday. It's going to be in the magazine, and they're going to, as soon as we find, we'll find out where you can go online and get all the pictures from the bike shop. It's, you know, when you're sitting around, you can watch Phil and I just kind of whatever we do.
Oh, thanks a lot. I just love that, Bill. You know, I'm going to get on that Facebook, and maybe one of the girls can call me when I get home. And,
there we go. Yeah.
Get me on that Facebook. And I'm going to put a picture of myself on that.
There we go.
Facebook.
There you go. I heard you dyed her hair, Bill. She looks 10 years younger.
Yep, I did.
Honey, you want to look younger, you stand real close to me.
Oh, all right.
I got the gray hair going down my back and the gray beard. You look real young next to me, child.
Well, I was totally white. My hair was totally white, Bill. You know?
Well, Bill's totally white.
Well, I'm definitely white.
If I come out of this one, guys, I am coming to California.
There you go.
For a visit.
You got to make sure you come out for one of our big bike friends.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm getting myself a vest and everything, some tight leather pants and the boots and the push-up bra, which I need desperately. Well, hey, I'm going to lie to you.
Yeah, no, Charlie, you know what? No. What you have is you have today. You don't have yesterday. Yesterday's gone. There's no guarantee we have tomorrow. You have right now.
That's
You know what? I'm okay. If you can tell yourself, I like myself, you're ahead of most of the people in the world. I think statistics show that 60% of the people in America cannot look into a mirror, cannot look at themselves and say, I like that person. They're mad. They're disappointed. I'm too short. I'm too tall. My boobs are too big. My boobs are too small. I've done something wrong. 60% of us cannot look in the mirror and say, I like that person. I look in mirrors all day long. I like myself. But I tell everybody, you know what? You got to appreciate what you have right now, Eunice. We have no guarantee. No guarantee at all. And we can't afford to lose.
That's the beauty of it. We never know.
That's right.
I don't want to know. And I don't want to know, you know. But we got a little bit of, this, you know, the bill's going through. I think Phil might have told you. I've got to go back for that, too. But a friend of mine that is in the state house has been accused of bad things, and he was on the bandwagon with us. I'm just hoping it's not going to hurt our bill.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, you know, because I wonder if we get Nora to help you with the Facebook. Nora, are you still on the line? What do you think, kiddo?
Yes, I have no problem. Anytime Eunice wants, I have her number on my phone.
Good, because,
you know, like over the weekend, Nora.
That's fine. If you want to do it like Saturday or Sunday, whichever day is convenient for you.
Saturday would be fine.
Okay.
You got my number,
and you just
phone
let
number.
Me know, or you just let me know what time.
Oh, anytime. Whatever time is convenient for you.
Okay. Well, I'm usually up at
there.
The butt crack of dawn. I don't sleep much these days. There's...
Well, I'm up early myself, usually sitting here out on the patio like 5, you know.
You didn't know
like
right?
me.
I want to tell you that the Christians all came. But the Christians say Phil and I are a work in progress. They invited us to do the sunrise Easter service. And I have to tell you, I said to them, is there a sunset service? They said, no, Bill, we would like you and Phil to come to the sunrise service. And I said, unfortunately, we're not getting out of bed. Believe my God is happy. Whether I pray at morning or night, my God is happy. But all the Christians were nice enough to say, we'd love to have you and Phil come, but
you know, Bill, we
I can't get up in the morning,
you
Charles.
You know, Bill, we've just been joined by a beautiful little girl here.
Yeah, we got company.
She can't really speak, but she's excited to be where she's at right now.
For you guys that cannot picture this, Phil's lovely, 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 one more lovely in there, granddaughter's here. And her name is Philippa.
Jalen.
How old is she now? Three months, four months?
Almost five.
5 months and she's on the air already.
No,
six months and she's on the air already.
7 months.
Oh, excuse me.
7 months.
Seven
she's
months.
Aged another month. Even,
next week she's 8.
You know, it's hard to tell about women. They hide their age. We don't know where she is.
Yeah.
You know what? She may be 8 months, but God, she looks as good as a 6-month-year-old baby to me. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, she's a beautiful bitch baby because his daughter sent me pictures of her in her dress and her hat.
Huh?
Which, in the dress and hat that I made her.
She has such beautiful eyes.
Yeah, she does. She really, really does, you know.
Looking at Philip at all. Thank God she takes after the mama and the grandmama. Thank God there's no part of Philip in there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she is. She's not camera shy.
No, not at all.
Yep, so, you know, Phil's not camera shy either.
No.
She's crawled over here on the floor 3 times.
Yeah.
Like I said, we want to invite everybody right after this event is over to go online. We'll tell you a quick throttle so you can see some more of our events. Phil and I mean to take more pictures, but sometimes things are going on, we don't get a chance. So, Phil, keep tabs of that, I promise everybody.
She's not leaving them yet.
And we're back. We took the baby away from Philip, so he's back with us again, folks.
So what I'd like to do, you know, May 7th is the day that I go before the Judiciary Committee, and they're going to really push it through for, like, the end of May, 1st of June. So what I want to do is Hermes is going to be with us, and I'll have him get pitches over to you guys so you can see us with the governor.
Perfect.
And some of the blowhards that we have to take pictures with.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they listen to me very well.
You
got to
do me a favor, though. When you pose, put your finger up behind one of their heads, will you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will. I have a few that I would like to put up their ass, but that wouldn't look too good. You know.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'll do whatever I have to get this bill passed this time, you know. Because it's about the children.
Do your best.
I will.
If you think you've
done
your best, then, my God, we know that's the best that can be done.
That's right.
You can't be disappointed. You've got to keep plugging away. I believe this, from the energy you showed us on the air, I think she's got a good chance. I think it's going to go. I hope so.
Well, it better go. Or you'll be, you know, covering my trial. You know.
Burn the place down if it's a no-go.
Yeah, that's all. It's an old building anyways.
No, you can't say that.
Oh, God, they're going to get me and the government's coming after me again. I can't badmouth them with threatening them anymore. I can badmouth them. I'm not allowed to threaten government buildings or anything that's formal. I can't do that. Nothing federal. They're saying I got to stop doing this.
Well, I'll probably have to be strip searched now.
Oh!
Yeah, which I'll really enjoy. Yeah. Well, hey, what do you think, Nara? Think I'll enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Why not, you know? I hope they let a man strip search me.
Yeah.
The poor guy will be running out of the room.
Talk about this very quickly, because my wife has got some rather handsome doctors, men, and every time I go to a doctor, I keep saying to him, I'd like a female doctor. I can't get no female doctor. I always get a male doctor. The hell's going on? Why can't I have a woman take care of me, you know? I don't know.
Maybe they think you're dangerous, Bill.
No. You can trust me, little girl.
Oh, okay.
All us women can trust Bill and Phil. We have no problem.
I don't know about Phil, though. He's getting a little bad lately, you know?
Yes. Well, the good thing about Phil is if you're in, no matter where you are, Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, you get yourself in trouble, we will get you out.
Oh, okay. All right.
You can count on it. I mean, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I don't have the most amount of money. Phil and Bill
together.
They won't turn their back on you.
I hope so, because I think I'll run away.
Oh.
You protect me.
You can do that.
Who else would we go to? We have nobody else.
We can even hide them out.
Yeah. If you'd like to commit a crime and run down to Mexico, oh, I should have said a proper drop down there, too.
Jesus, there you go again, Bill. You got to watch it.
I know. They're saying that. If you want to Mexico for an extended visit, you can contact me and we can push across the border. I got friends. I have to stop. It's the government.
Okay. All right. That sounds good to me. You know, I'm getting dangerous in my old age. Like Phil told you, I had my ear dyed.
Yeah, wild.
I'm telling you, and people say, I don't like it. I like the silver. I don't like it.
Well, no, I got to tell you, for Halloween, I went as a cowboy, and I actually did my hair bodacious black, and my goatee bodacious black, and I wore the cowboy hat. Everybody just said it looked so good, but it wasn't me.
Yeah.
But maybe they liked it because it was a change. I don't know. They thought, God, Bill, the color looks great, but no, it can't be. I got to be who I am.
Well,
it's
guys,
all about being yourself.
There you go.
I got the cue. I got to go in and get some sleep for tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, just a few minutes, I'll be going outside the front door, getting on my motorcycle, and just easing on down the road.
All
head
right.
on the highway and to my house.
Oh, and get some food because Phil never feeds you. I know.
They won't. Nobody cares about me.
If you were out here, you would have homemade meals, if ever you wanted. Anything.
Only you women care about me. Nobody
out
here.
That's because that's how we are.
Sometimes I'm
misunderstood.
I'm just misunderstood, yeah. I need someone to pay special attention to me. I need someone that can reach out and say, I can see beyond that small little mistake he's made. He's worth a second and third chance. I need a woman that's caring.
You have to come out this way. I can't get there, so you have to come here.
All right, Nara, make it about noontime, Saturday.
That's fine. Is that noontime Mass time? Because you're an hour ahead of me if you're going back to Mass.
I'm going back to Mass. So,
yeah, what day are you going?
You know something, just call me anytime. I'll be there.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine, because I can call you noon your time. That's 11 o'clock my time.
What's an hour? What's an hour's difference, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's no big deal. We're all different time zones.
Yeah. All right, so I'll talk to you, Sadie. Guys,
okay.
I'll talk
have a good
to
night's
you
sleep.
Tuesday
Keep
night.
Keep safe going
and,
home.
Good night, dear. I hope you're feeling better.
Good night.
I will. I'll talk to you Thursday, Bill.
Best up. You
I'll
sound
talk
a little...
to you Saturday.
All right. Bye. Give me a call tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Good night.
And then,
so, Bill, what are you sick... Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, what's your question, dear?
I was just going to say, what are you sick with, if you don't mind me asking?
What am I sick with?
Said you were sick.
There's this stupid flu that's going around here. And I had it, and you get over it. course, at the motorcycle shop, people walk in every day and cough in my face. Many people have had the flu 2 and 3 times.
Yeah. It's been really bad because, like, the baby here, he's been fighting it for almost a week now. And he's been in the emergency room, at the emergency room. My daughter has a sinus infection. It's like, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just crazy. It's crazy.
Our hospital's right here in Southern California, so overburdened. Just saying, if you're just sick and all that, please stay home. We can't treat you. We don't have enough medicines even. It is just crazy, right? So I'd rather come here to Phil's house and make him sick like I'm sick. I want to share it,
yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, I'm right in the middle of it, and thank God, knock on wood, I haven't gotten it. Ugh. You know, because, I mean, my poor grandson, he's vomiting so bad, you know, and it's just, just breaks my heart. You know, he's got enough to deal with that he doesn't even know, and having this tummy bug is not helping.
Right. Pass. This too shall pass. I'm not sick enough to stay riding my motorcycle. My motorcycle's right out. I'm going to ride tonight in the cold. It doesn't bother me one bit. I'm going to ride tomorrow. I'm going to ride every day. Hell,
right.
What's the difference with a cold, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Ryan, can
I
you call
the... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ryan, you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, give me a call tomorrow. In the afternoon.
All right, man. I'll give you a shot tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, Ryan?
With us? Oh, not too bad. Make sure when you go out to California, get a picture of Phil and Bill together for me. And make sure they're smiling, because I know Bill likes to stand with a straight face, and Phil won't smile. So show him big boobs, he'll smile, and it'll be a nice picture. And only I will see it, I will not post it, I will not do nothing.
You can post anything you want from Phil and Bill. We're open to the whole world. We're open to the whole world.
Well, no, he doesn't want people to see him smile, but I've never seen it.
No, we're in magazines every single... We're everywhere in that. We don't care about that.
We're in magazines that have been smiling a lot.
Yeah, he has.
I will see what I can do about having somebody flash some boobs and trying to catch a smile, but I can't guarantee it, nor I'll give it my damnedest.
Ryan, we need to clear this. Ryan, Nora did not mean for you to flash your boobs.
Right.
Oh, well, that takes away the whole thrill. Son of a
I want to see his. I don't mind showing mine.
Hey, Ryan, you show yours, but don't show yours, Ryan, to Phil and I, because this is not going to get the attention,
I want to see him.
What I'm going to do is, we're down to the last 2 minutes. I'm going to let Mike P. take us out with I Am the Darkness.
And that was from the last month, last issue of
The Devil's Ride.
The Devil's Ride, The Laughing Devils.
Can I ask real quick, the show he was on? Because I was, not knowing what show Mike was on.
He was on The Devil's Ride Monday night.
Okay.
He was the musician.
He's the guy.
Did
in the
they
studios.
Repeat it?
Huh?
Did they repeat that show?
You said.
I said he was the rapper in the booth, and he walks out and sits down and talks to the guy.
He kicks everybody out of the room.
He didn't kick him out. He asked him to please give him a minute,
you
know. And make sure you close the door on the way out.
Yeah, that's kicking him
out. Right. No, I understand that, but what I mean is, since they aired that show on Monday, do they do a repeat, on the weekend where I can see it?
I don't know. I can check for you.
Isn't Mike P. out in our neighborhood now?
No, he's in
New
York.
No, he won't be out here until next week.
He's in New York.
But he's going to be 4 hours south of me.
Okay,
so what I'm going to do is I'll let these guys take us out, and then...
it's a new one.
We'll see everybody Tuesday.
That's right. I Am the Dark.
Good night.
Mike.
All right, good night, all. Doing the wheelie up the chase of hell, come on. I am on fire. This is-
night, everybody.